Praise the Lord. Come on and give God praise. Wherever you are right now, God is there with you. God is in your midst. Just wherever you are, just begin to say hallelujah. Come on and tell God hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for another day. Good morning, brothers and sisters, or whatever time you're listening to today's recording. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of a fresh word, your spiritual multivitamin, your spiritual exercise. Come get your blessing. It's hot manna for your soul. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic. Life prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. On today's Daily Fire, we are in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verses 1 through 8. Again, the book of 2 Timothy, we're in the New Testament, chapter 4, verses 1 through 8. While you are getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire and stay connected with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live. Call in by dialing 323-870-4180 or listen online from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. But if you cannot tune in live, still ensure that you don't miss your blessing by following the podcast. That way, the recording will be texted to you at 8 a.m. Eastern and available for you to listen all day whenever you have the time. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text. Finally, if you are unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org, as well as the ability to send me your prayer requests and your testimonies. Go to rossi.org, rawsi.org, and follow me on social media, Rossi Williams on Facebook, Rossi Williams on Twitter, Rossi Williams Law Group on Instagram, and Rossi is spelled R-A-W-S-I. All right, let's get into today's word. I got a blessing for you. We're in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verses 1 through 8, reading from the KJV. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, whom shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. This is Paul speaking. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Praise God for the reading of his word. Wherever you are, just say, God, I thank you for your word. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is a charge to keep I have. A charge to keep I have. Praise the Lord. When I was a kid growing up in the Baptist church, the deacons used to sing a song, and this is before I eventually started going to Pentecostal and Church of God. But the song was so powerful that it still stuck with me, and it said, a charge to keep I have, a God to glorify, a never-dying soul to save, and fit it for the sky, to serve the present age, my calling to fulfill. Oh, may it all my powers engage to do my master's will. Listen to that again. A charge to keep I have. Do you have a charge to keep today? A God to glorify. Do you have God to lift up and exalt? A never-dying soul to save. Somebody needs you to minister or to witness about the word of God, because the soul will live on eternally and fit it for the sky. In other words, to make it fit for the master's use. A soul that has been dedicated to Christ to serve the present age. In other words, to serve your neighbors, your household. My calling to fulfill the call to spread the gospel of Christ. Oh, may it all my powers engage. In other words, may serving God be the priority to do my master's will. A charge to keep I have. In the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verses 1 through 8 that we read today, Paul was exhorting Timothy to remember that he had a charge, in other words, a duty to do God's will. In verse 1, he said, I charge thee therefore before God. In other words, Timothy, I am giving you this duty and this requirement before God of what you are to do. I'm putting it under God's jurisdiction. You know, just as in court, when we send out a subpoena, we don't just have the process server serve you the subpoena, but we also file the subpoena in the case, because we are now charging you before the court, before the judge, to do whatever the subpoena requires, whether it is subpoenaing you to be a witness to testify in court, or subpoenaing you to come for deposition and bring certain documents with you. We charge you before the court. Glory. Because it gives the court jurisdiction to hold you in contempt if you don't do what we charge you to do. So Paul said to Timothy, I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm putting this on the record that I'm telling you to preach the word. Glory. Preach the word. Not preach what makes people feel good. Not preach what you want to preach. Not preach what you want to say to someone so that you use the podium and the pulpit of God to be able to speak out against someone, but preach the word. Glory. A charge to keep we have. He said, be instant in season and out of season. In other words, there should be no time that you don't have a word. There should be no time that you don't have a testimony. There should be no time that you don't have a prayer. If you are a servant of God, if you have relationship with Christ, if you are saved, there should always be a word of God inside of you to speak to someone. In other words, I have to say that part of your duty in living this life is to sometimes have to reprimand, sometimes have to chastise, so that you can bring people back into alignment with Christ. There are so many preachers today who are afraid of preaching an unadulterated word of God because they are afraid they'll lose some members. They are afraid they'll lose some tithe. They're afraid they'll lose some offering. They're afraid they'll lose some prominent people. But if you will do what God said, if you will honor the charge on your life, if you will preach the word, if you will use the word appropriately and righteously to reprove and rebuke, not about what you're mad about, but the reproving and the rebuking is for the soul. Glory. To bring people back in alignment with the word of God. And if you will exhort, in other words, encourage people, encourage them that they can live right. They can live a saved life. They can be faithful in marriage. They can do whatever it is that God has called them to do. They can open a business and have it founded on the word of God. They can go to work and be Christians. Exhort them. They can be followers of Christ, because Paul said in 2 Timothy 4:1-8, look, Timothy, there is coming a day, glory, when people will not endure sound doctrine. They will not want to hear a real word of God. They'll turn away from the truth. But you endure affliction as a good soldier. You keep on preaching the word of God, because, Timothy, my time has come. Glory. He said in verse 6, for I am now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I've fought the good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. And there's a crown of righteousness laid up for me. But Timothy, you got to keep the word of God alive. This is what God is saying to each of us today. And we're about to go into prayer. The older saints are transitioning home. Those who preach the powerful, unadulterated word of God, who had no fear of what people would say, they are transitioning home. But you and I, we remain in this old sinful world. Will you teach the word of God? Will you preach the word of Christ? Will you be instant, in season, and out of season? Will you stand for what is right? A charge to keep you have, and a God to glorify. Will you do what God, glory, has called you to do? In the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 49, when Jesus' earthly parents were looking for them, he responded, and he said unto them, how is it that you sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business? Brothers and sisters, we got to get about our Father's business. Brothers and sisters, we got to live our Father's business. Brothers and sisters, we got to teach and preach. We got to witness and testify about the word of Christ. And we cannot be ashamed. We cannot be afraid. We cannot be fearful of their faces, because the charge to us is on record. It has been placed before God. And God is holding us accountable so that we will not be in contempt. Tent of court, a charge to keep you have. Glory. Will you perform your duties today? As we get ready to go into prayer, will you do what God has told you to do? Paul told Timothy, I charge you before God that you got to do this thing. You got to live this gospel. You got to teach and testify of his goodness. Will you, as we go into prayer, fulfill the charge of your life? Hallelujah. Come on and worship God.
Come on and give him praise today. A charge to peace we have. And a God to glorify. Another dying soul to save. And stood up for the time to serve this privilege my calling to fulfill. Oh, man, all my power and days to do my master's will. Father, we come to bear the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you the glory and the honor. Father, we thank you for today's work, a time to keep we have. And Lord, we have come asking you to help us fulfill the time. Help us fulfill the time to preach the word, teach the word, testify of your goodness, witness of your salvation, to be a person in the God of Jesus, to reprove, to exhort, to bring others, Lord. In you to give them a glory. So that one day, Lord, we can also say, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith, and henceforth has laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Help my Father to fulfill the charge of God. No, Lord, I lift up everyone listening right now. Father, that you would strengthen them and renew them. You would revive them. Lord, that you would heal them and save and sanctify. That you would deliver and meet every need. That you would open doors and bless them in the city and bless them in the field. Bless them going in and bless them coming out. Do what only you can do in ways that only you can do it. You are God. And in your name, we say hallelujah. We say hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, wherever you are, clap your hands and just tell them hallelujah, hallelujah. Tell them hallelujah, Jesus. Amen, hallelujah. Let me do the altar call. And then we will end with our task for today. You just keep on praising God. For those of you who aren't saved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who have not been fulfilling the charge God placed on your life, for those of you who have grown complacent, for those of you who have not been preaching or teaching or testifying or witnessing, for those of you who have not been bringing other souls into the kingdom, for those of you who have become afraid to speak out for Christ because you're afraid of what others will say, you're afraid of being jailed, I need you to repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I repent of not preaching your word. I repent of not teaching your word. I repent of not telling of your goodness. I repent of not testifying to your miracles. I repent of not fulfilling my charge, my duty, my calling. And I ask forgiveness right now. I ask for you, God, to come into my life and be my Savior. I ask, God, that you would reign over my life. I ask, God, that you would give me strength, give me power to testify, to teach, to witness, to preach with anointing, to not be afraid of what people will say, so that I will hear you say, well done, my good and faithful servant, to me. In the name of Jesus, amen. Come on and just clap your hands and tell God thank you. Just tell him thank you. Wherever you are, tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Tell him thank you, Jesus. Oh, he's been good to you. You can do better than that. Tell him thank you, Jesus. Look at what he's done. Tell him thank you, Jesus. Just think of his goodness and just praise him right now. Hallelujah. 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 Tell him thank you. Hallelujah. Our topic for today's Daily Fire, coming from the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 8, is a charge to keep I have. Your task for today is to fulfill God's calling on your life. Witness to somebody about Christ. All right? I love you. I will see you in the morning fresh again at 7 a.m. with another fresh word, your spiritual multivitamin, your spiritual exercise. Don't miss it. Come get your blessing. And be sure to follow by texting the letters DF to 33222. A charge to keep you happy. If you want to change the world, do what God told you to do.
It's been a long time coming, but I know.